Hallo, hier is weer Robert met deze keer een geluidscollage over de tv-serie Dynasty. In de jaren 80 zat iedereen wekelijks aan de buis gekluisterd bij de verwikkelingen van de familie Carrington. De glitter, de glamour, de engelachtige verschijning van Linda Evans als Crystal en de duivelse vertolking van de fake Alexis door Joan Collins. Het was daarbij ook nog eens de eerste Amerikaanse soapserie op primetime die het aandurfde een homoplotlijn in het grotere verhaal te verwerken. Luister hier naar een aantal behoorlijk controversiële momenten uit die oude hitserie Dynasty.
I'm offering you a chance to straighten yourself out.
Straighten myself out? I'm not sure I know what that means. I'm not sure I could if I wanted to, and I'm not sure I want to.
Of course. I forgot. The American Psychiatric Association has decided that it's no longer a disease. It's too bad. I could have endowed a foundation. The Stephen Carrington Institute for the Treatment and Study of Faggotry.
He's a beautiful, sensitive young man.
Whose lifestyle, thanks to you, made him into a mama's boy when he was a child, put me in that courtroom.
What about you? You've had him for 16 formative years. You've had every opportunity to mold him into your image, your strong, macho image.
What we have instead is a beautiful, sensitive young man. You decided to advance your political career at my expense by using the accidental death of some homosexual who...
Is it worth more than Ted Dennard's life?
You were there, you know it was an accident.
But my love for him wasn't. It was decent and it was honorable. But you wouldn't accept that. No, you had to make me over to fit your image of a Carrington.
I wanted you to be a man.
I am a man, just not your kind.
Here stands my son, obstinate as always. My son, who's... Stephen, all we want for this child here is to be surrounded by a real family. A whole family, and not some...
Say it. You can speak plainer than that, Dad. You don't want Danny to have a gay for a father. Well, don't worry, because your grandson will be able to choose for himself who and what he wants to be when he grows up.
With you as an example?
Blake!
Mr. Carrington, I don't understand. What have I done?
What have you done? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're living with my son. I want you to get out of here.
Let go of him! Did you hear what I said?
Now, you get out of here, Dad, or I swear this time I'll be the one on trial for murder.
You don't have to remind me, because I have no intention of going within a mile of my son's new friend. I'll be damned if I'm going to let two gays raise that baby.
He's my son!
Yes, and he's my grandson. And I will not allow him to live in your house. Your kind of a house.
You have a large circle of so-called straight friends.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Are some of them honest? Some not? Does one maybe cheat on his wife while another's a model family man? Do some drink too much? In short, Mr. Carrington, do you find in your straight world that individuals vary from man to man?
Yes, of course.
Then why do you have this blind prejudice against homosexuals?
I deny that I have any prejudice, Mr. Deegan.
Do you also deny that you were convicted of murdering a homosexual? A certain Ted Dennard, whose only crime was that of saying goodbye to his old friend, your
old
son.
Old friend? They were lovers, and I am not a murderer. That was an accident, and it happened a long time ago. I will not sit back and allow an innocent child to be victimized.
Carrington, that's enough, Mr. Carrington.
Fact is, I think I love him.
Stephen, I've lost one child this year, now I may lose my sister. Could wish things were different for you, but no matter who you are or what you are, I'll be damned if I'm going to lose you.
I just want you all to know that I'm happy and honored to have been welcome here tonight.
You're my son's friend. You're welcome here. Look, I was wrong. I thought you'd be happy living by my values. That was wrong of me. I can see now that your own values work as well for you as mine do for me. Son, I love you. I'd lay down my life for you. It hurts me to see you in such pain. I'm worried about you being out in that kind of a world.
You're talking about AIDS, right?
Talking about a disease that kills. It's no longer just a gay disease. Doesn't matter whether somebody is gay or straight, it'll catch up with you if you're not careful. Anyone is not careful.
Dad, I'm as aware of the problem as you are, and I can take care of myself.
I don't say it often enough. I love you very much, Dad.
And I love you, son. You know that.